You're listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. Today is January 26th, 2024, and for this week's episode, I'm going to talk about a couple of great backlist titles related to the week's new releases. So hello, my friends! It's time for some older books, which are always fun. There are a lot more older books than there are newer books, so it stands to reason there's a lot more to choose from. I'm going to talk about a couple of titles that I loved that are related to books coming out this week that I really want to read. Before I do that, I want to tell you about the Read Harder Challenge. It's 2024. That means this is the 10th anniversary of the Read Harder Challenge. You can join us as we make our way through 24 tasks meant to expand our reading horizons and diversify our TBRs. To get book recommendations for each task, sign up for the Read Harder newsletter. We'll also keep you informed about other cool reading challenges, readathons, and more across the bookish internet. That was a weird pause. If you become a paid subscriber, you get even more recommendations, plus community features where you can connect with a community of passionate, like-minded readers in a cozy and supportive corner of the internet. It's going to be lots of fun. Bookish people are the best. I know this, and it was reconfirmed for me this weekend. I went to a horror conference. It was awesome. So now we're going to hear from a sponsor.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Okay, so my books this week. I'm going to start by leading off with Radiant Heat by Sarah Jane Collins came out this Tuesday. You probably heard Tirza talk about it on the podcast. It sounds really awesome. It's a debut mystery set in Australia around deadly wildfires and the death of a woman in a car. Sounds great. Can't wait to read it. It reminded me of Jane Harper, not just because she's another Australian author, but because, well, yes, I guess Australia, the setting, is just so unique and amazing. And I do love Jane Harper's Aaron Falk series, but this standalone, The Lost Man, was just, the setting is amazing. I can't believe people live in these places sometimes when I read this. It's a standalone, like I said, about three adult brothers living in the remote outback of Australia. They are farmers. Their family has been there for a very long time. They each live in their own property, in their own home. But their property is so vast that they're still really far away from one another. And the conditions where they live are so harsh, so hot, that one small misstep and you could die. You could die from, you know, animals and creatures. You could die from the heat. So they know what they're supposed to do. You never leave your home without water. You never go driving in your car without water. Make sure you have spare tires. Make sure you have your phone. Make sure you have everything that you possibly can. You know, like a different kind of phone. I'm losing the word that I want. But you know what I mean. One of those phones that could reach people that before we had cell phones. A radio phone, I think. I'm just going to stop trying. But, you know, you also have like a backup generator in your house if you need it, so you can get electricity if you need to call for help. And like I said, it amazes me that people live like that. But I guess it's what you know. Like, if that's what you're used to, you know, then you're probably really good at it. So three brothers. One, though, has been ostracized by his family and his town. Something has happened, we don't know what, at the beginning of the book, to keep him from everyone. Like, everyone hates him, and he's pretty miserable. And one day he's out on their property, and he discovers the body of one of his brothers, not that far from a water source. But he seems to have died from dehydration. And his brother is like, why? How? He knows better. Like, why did he go out without water? And then when the police come, they also find his vehicle, which had water inside. Why did he leave his vehicle? You know, what happened to him? And as this brother, the ostracized brother, reconnects with his family, the police think something doesn't add up. So along with the families of his brothers and himself and their mother and all the people who work on the farms, people are keeping a lot of secrets and everyone is a suspect because the police begin to think that this was done on purpose. It's a really great mystery where the setting is as much a character as the people. Content warnings do include violence, partner abuse, child abuse, sexual assault, and loss of a loved one. So know that going in, it is The Lost Man by Jane Harper. My other pick for today was built around a new release, another debut, called The Bullet Swallower by Elizabeth Gonzalez James. Very excited to read this. It's a debut Western with magical realism. It's set in the past in two different time periods. The first part is about a man in Mexico in the 1880s who tries to rob a train as a last resort. He and his family are very hard up, and he gets his brother to do it with him. But his brother is killed during the heist, and this man goes on a revenge quest and gets nicknamed the Bullet Swallower. And then in the 1960s, there's a famous actor and singer who finds a book that tells him about his most infamous relative, the Bullet Swallower, and he's trying to uncover the true story. Sounds awesome. That made me think a little bit about The Thousand Crimes of Ming Hsu by Tom Lin, which I think I talked about when it came out. This is another speculative Western. This one is set in my favorite time period, which is like to read books about, which is Western set in post-Civil War South. This is about a Chinese-American assassin. He was orphaned by his parents when he was very little in California. They were Chinese immigrants. And so he is taken in and raised by the head of a local crime organization, and he is raised to be a killer. But Ming falls in love with the daughter of a railroad baron, and he doesn't particularly like his life, so they run away to try and escape the violence and awfulness of their lives. But eventually, her father's people find them. Terrible things happen, they kidnap her, and they conscript him into service for the railroad. But Ming is a killer. He's a killer, and he knows what he has to do. He's going to go get his wife back. So with the help of a seer, an old man that he meets at the railroad, they take off to head back to California. And along the way, they encounter an unusual circus troupe that they travel with for a ways. He helps them out. They help him out. And some trippy stuff happens. It's like Gladiator meets Station 11 meets Deadwood. It's wild, and I hope we get a new one from Tom Lin soon. I loved it. Content warnings do include violence, gore, murder, racism and xenophobia, sexism and misogyny, animal cruelty and animal death, and substance use. This is The Thousand Crimes of Ming Hsu by Tom Lin. And for Dealer's Choice today, I picked The Red House Mystery by A.A. Milne. You probably recognize that name. A.A. Milne is the author of Winnie the Pooh. And if you didn't know, AA stands for Alan Alexander. This was written a few years before the first Winnie the Pooh book and serialized in the London Daily News in August of 1921. Daily, which, you know, I think I actually already said, but it is the Daily News. Milne actually wrote a ton of stuff. Like, people don't realize that. He wrote so many things. Plays, novels, nonfiction, screenplays, articles, like both before and after Winnie the Pooh came out. But Winnie the Pooh is what made him really, really famous, or at least gave him his lasting fame. And from what I hear and what I read, he was actually quite a prickly fellow. He was very critical of his contemporaries. His son, Christopher Robin, who obviously the character was named after, would tell anyone who would listen when Christopher Robin got older that his father hated children, which actually has been said about a few children's authors. I recently read an article online about how The Red House Mystery is one of the most overlooked classic mysteries. even though then I looked at Goodreads, who seemed to be sort of conflicted about it, but that's Goodreads. So I dug out my copy because I want to find out for myself. It's a very Agatha Christie sounding mystery set in an English manor house about the return of a family outcast who is then found murdered shortly after. I did say that he wrote a ton of stuff, but this was actually his only mystery. I plan to read this next because the copy I have is only like 100 pages, so why not? And that is The Red House Mystery by A.A. Milne. And that is it for me this week, book lovers. Visit bookriot.com/readharder to sign up. That's bookriot.com/readharder. Thank you to our sponsor. Thank you to our awesome audio editor, Caitlin Brame. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. If you're a fan of All the Books and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever it is that you get your podcasts, even the Australian Outback. It helps other book lovers to find us. And if you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books or my cats, you can catch me on Instagram at friendsandcomesalive. I'll be back on Tuesday to tell you about the week's great new releases. And for more recs or general bookishness, check out bookriot.com. And don't forget to check out our full stable of podcasts at bookriot.com/listen or just search Book Riot on your podcast player of choice. Have a great weekend, kittens, and happy reading.